Hi, here's a Halloween poem I wrote last year. It's called The Mean Old Man Who Didn't Like Children. It's not on the phone. Right? I've got an unruly mustache. I'm old and I'm mean. I think little children shouldn't be heard or be seen. They're noisy, they're messy, and often so rude, they turn a good day into a bad attitude. Here come the children. They're dressed up for fun. One is a pirate, one is a nun. One is a scarecrow, another a ghost. They try and see who can scare me the most. They're trading their mischief for candy and snacks. They threaten their mischief to get me to crack. I don't try my patience. Don't push me too far, or I'll pickle your toes in a briny bell jar. I'll feed the piranhas, those fish with sharp teeth, with your skin and your muscles and what lies underneath. With your fingers and nose, parts of your ears, till all that is left is one small salty tear. With that, the door slammed. No more could be said. The children all wished they could hide under a bed. Then they plotted and schemed. They worried and fretted. This mean old man had to be bested. They'd soap up his windows. They'd TP his trees. They'd have him begging down on his knees. Just then it seemed the world gave a shudder. Just then, it seemed, the trees started to mutter. The moon cracked a smile. It shone oh so brighter. The wind gave a shiver, and the kids closed in tighter. And what should appear with a whoosh and a whoom but a cackling old witch on her rickety old broom? She went this way and that. She went that way and this. Then she came to a halt, and she blew them a kiss. I may look mean, and I may look scary, but I'm as good and as nice as the loveliest fairy. Then she said with a twinkling laugh, maybe the mean man isn't all that. Maybe the mean man isn't like you or me. Maybe he doesn't see what you see. Maybe the mean man was once a mean kid, or maybe mean kids made him what he is. So have your good fun. Laugh while you play, but watch what you do and watch what you say. With a twinkling laugh, with a whoosh and a woon, gone were the witch and her rickety broom. Well, the kids gathered round. And they came up with a plan as they sneaked up to the house of the mean old man. They stood at the door. They stood in a group. And the bravest of all, he went up on the stoop. As he rang the doorbell, he heard a gruff shout, "Who's there, huh? What's this about?" Then the littlest ghost, just a lump in a sheet, went up to the door and offered a treat. "Boo," she whispered. Then boo again. "Boo, back to you," the mean man said. Chocolate and foil, a sweet little kiss, was held out to him in a small ghostly fist. "Mmm," he said, "oh, that's good. Chocolate can soothe most any bad mood." Some say he smiled, some say he grinned. Some say they were fooled by the moon and the wind. And the not-so-mean man turned and went in.